Vanity Fair by William Makepeace Thackeray. While the present century was in its teens, and on one sunshiny morning in June, there drove up to the great iron gate of Miss Pinkerton's Academy for Young Ladies on Chiswick Mall a large family coach with two fat horses in blazing harness, driven by a fat coachman in a three-cornered hat and wig at the rate of 4 miles an hour. As soon as the equipage drew up opposite Miss Pinkerton's shining brass plate, at least a score of young heads were seen peering out of the windows. The acute observer might have recognized the little red nose of Miss Jemima Pinkerton herself in the window of that lady's own drawing-room. "It is Mrs. Sedley's coach, sister," said Miss Jemima.
"Have you completed all the necessary preparations incident to Miss Sedley's departure, Miss Jemima?"
asked Miss Minerva Pinkerton, that majestic lady. "The girls were up at 4 this morning, packing her trunk, sister," replied Miss Jemima. "We have made her a beau-pot."
"Say a bouquet, Sister Jemima, 'tis more genteel."
"Well, a bouquet.
And I trust, Miss Jemima, you have made a copy of Miss Sedley's account. That is it? £93, 4 shillings. Be kind enough to address it to John Sedley, Esquire, and to seal this billet which I have written to his lady."